escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
But I was crunching some numbers here during the break, so I think I can lay this out for people in a way that's going to make sense. So Terry McLaurin back in 2022, when he signed an extension to stay in Washington through this football season, signed for 3 years and $71 million. So quick math there, about $23.7 million per year. Okay, so that's the AAV of 23.7. Now, before we continue, I want to acknowledge and remind everyone that the guaranteed money is really the entire sticking point. The AAV is still significant in terms of that's what the agent is telling people, like Jeremy Fowler. The teams are off $6, $7, $8 million per year even on AAV. They can't even kind of determine who the comps are and where he's supposed to be in terms of slotting, let alone getting to the guaranteed money at his age. But on his last contract, 3-71, $23.7 million per. When he signed that deal in 2022, the salary cap at that time in the National Football League for the entire roster that you're paying was $208.2 million. So we'll just round it down and say $208 mil. Okay? The McLaurin contract took up 11.5% of the salary cap. So you were paying your number one wideout 11.5% of your salary cap at about 23.7. If they are actually offering Terry McLaurin $24 million per year right now, as Jeremy Fowler is suggesting they are, that means that they are $8 million lower than where he would be if he made the exact same percentage of the cap right now.
Yeah.
So when you talk about a raise, when you talk about, oh, he's had nothing but good years since, oh, he just had his best football season for the first time ever working with a real quarterback, right? All of the reasons why he and his agent would go to the team and suggest he did all the right things, all he's been is a model citizen, he's still a really good player, he should get a raise from his last contract. Well, that's not what's happening if you're offering him $24 million a year, because the $208 million that the cap was in 2022, 3 years later in a league that's, you know, a many time over billion-dollar entity, the cap explodes all the time. The cap is now $279.2 million.
Yeah.
It is up $71 million. The cap has grown. $71 million it's gone up since Terry signed that deal. And they're trying to give him the exact same money. So if you actually do the math on 11.5% to see where would that come in, if he was still going to get 11.5%, which is the way that the team could say, we're going to pay you exactly what we paid you before, now just accounting for the salary cap, I call it the exchange rate, the attrition rate. It's like saying, what is the American dollar worth in another country when you're over there?
Exactly.
Right? That number now is $32.3 million.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily think you have to pay Terry McLaurin $32.3 million, because I do think with the other contracts signed with guys around his age that are older, like Mike Evans, like Cortland Sutton, it's going to be hard for him to get that. But my point is, 11.5% of the cap at $32 million means offering him $24 ain't going to cut it. Like, that is not cool if you're Terry McLaurin, and I can understand why you would hold out and then hold in and then request a trade and say you don't feel valued and make it personal because you feel like you're being personally offended.
Yeah, I mean, he has carried this team for a long time. And again, Adam Peters wasn't here for the long time that Terry McLaurin was the model citizen and putting up good numbers on crappy football teams. But Terry can't just dismiss that because Adam Peters wasn't here and to get such a low number. Like, I think this is what annoys me so much about the situation, regardless of what side you're on. This is August 7th. These facts were all the same in March, April, May, June, July. So how the heck did we not get any further than we're still at? The team is reportedly at 24. Terry is reportedly up 32, 33.
Well, like Fowler said, I mean, they are so dug in on both sides.
How have we not started to at least bridge the gap a little bit? How have we not gotten a little bit closer? Because to your point, if they offer him 28 and Terry says no, okay, then I can understand everybody that's on the team side saying, well, Terry's not clearly caring about the team. But if he's getting essentially the same contract with a minor upgrade of $1 million when the cap has gone way up, then what are we even doing here?
Well, my fear is this is just how Peters negotiates, which is to say, they know what you're worth in their minds, and that's the number.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We saw it in San Francisco, man. Like, they didn't lose out on those negotiations with those guys. They didn't cave.
Well,
it just
eventually
worked itself out. But Trent Williams, Deebo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk, Nick Bosa, none of them got signed by now. In fact, most of them got signed at the end of August. And in Bosa's case, it was literally the week the season started.
Look, and here's the thing. Part of what makes this rough is when's the last time this has happened in Washington? Especially to a guy that meant something to organization when the football team was good.
Well,
I'll
for
answer
all
that.
Their flaws, they actually paid their guys.
Well, I'll answer that for you, Grant. For all those things to be the same, in my lifetime, it's never happened. So this is the first time where you have this caliber of a player when the football team was this good and you had a real general manager. Hadn't happened in my lifetime.
Well, they haven't had a general manager in 30 years.
And that's what I'm saying.
So, right, but,
so it's a
but it doesn't
situation.
Even need to be a general manager to me. Like, for all their flaws in the past, they paid their guys. When they wanted to. They barely ever had players that they needed to pay because you could let them walk. But a guy like a Ryan Kerrigan or a Trent Williams, any of these second contract guys, in Terry's case, a third contract, that's never been a problem. They were always willing to pay. Now, you overpaid probably some, but in the NFL, with the cap, which is just this like amoeba that can be shifted,
correct.
I don't mind overpaying a little bit to keep my Williams, Kerrigan, McLaurin
types. You want to keep your stud players in town, and teams all around the league find ways to make things work. And look, you look at a Kansas City, and somehow they're always signing their guys. You're like, how the heck did they manage to do that? They found a way, and they'll make things work. And again, the big thing for me on this, Grant, and why I don't understand why this is the holdup. If this were 4 years from now, and Jaden's getting his big contract, and you have to maneuver around that, okay, I get it. You have to be a little more careful. This isn't going to have anything to do with Jaden's contract at all. He's going to be probably not even on the football team, and his contract definitely isn't going to be on the books when Jaden is getting his second contract. So this is the time when everyone talked about going into this offseason. Now's when you can spend. So, okay, they spent 15 on Kinlaw. Should they have not have saved some of that for Terry or something of that nature? I just don't understand why some people are like, oh, you got to go spend in the offseason. Now's your window. Now's when you got to do it. You got the quarterback on the rookie deal. But don't you dare overpay Terry. His number one wide receiver that had a career year when Jaden Daniels, a good quarterback, finally showed up in town? What's to say he can't do that again? He could
well,
be.
I don't think they would tell you. First of all, last year's going to be tough to replicate because of the low percentage of some of the plays he makes as the great contested
sure.
catch artist that he is. But I don't think they would tell you, just based on the conversations I've had with people with the team, that like they think he's going to fall off immediately. Their issue is 2 seasons from now, 3 seasons from now, and basically this idea of it's just a losing battle. Father time, the receiver position. You look at the list of guys like Devontae Adams and so many others, and their last 1,000-yard year, and it's always 31, 32. It's so rare that guys keep playing well for McLaurin, what will be 3 seasons from now. But his agent would say he didn't play a lot in college. He's going into his 7th year. Normally, guys his age are going into their 10th year.
Yeah, I mean,
he's got 3 more years of football before you got to worry about that.
I think what they're doing is completely reasonable, aside from offering barely any sort of upgrade in pay. Barely any. Like, if you're going at 24, I think that's disrespectful. I have no issue with you playing a little hardball with this player because of the reason that you laid out. They're all perfectly reasonable. Both sides have arguments, and that's why this is a negotiation. But when you're lowballing a guy like this, I think he has every right to feel disrespected.
Yeah, so I said originally I would have paid him $33 million and just ended this a long time ago. And I guess on, you know, would I still do that? It's very possible. I think that would be a fairly significant overpay. But I also think that there's immense value in not doing whatever this crap is.
Exactly.
It's almost worth it to me. That said, I think Peters is doing the right thing largely if they have budged off of the number Fowler saying they won't. And if eventually they are willing to offer 27, 28, 29 million. I mean, if you know the season starts and we hear the last offer they made was 25 million, I just think that's ridiculous. Like, play some ball here. Negotiate. Get together in the room and let's meet in the middle. You can't just sit down in a chair and say, this is where I am, you come to me. That's not how it should work with your franchise.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you love golf or just great storytelling, you've got to check out Invested in the Game, a new original podcast from Charles Schwab. Each episode highlights remarkable people who have dedicated their time, energy, and heart to the sport. You'll hear from voices like Sam Hahn, CEO of Lab Golf, PGA Tour player Ben Griffin, and Nick Schreiber, the visionary behind Old Barnwell Golf Club. Now, you might be wondering, why is Schwab doing a golf podcast? Well, you might already know Schwab from their 5 other podcasts covering investing and the markets. Quick plug, you can find those at schwab.com/podcasts. But this one's different. Invested in the Game goes beyond finance into something many of Schwab's clients are deeply passionate about. golf. Schwab has supported the game for decades through events, promotions, and sponsorships at both the pro and collegiate level. This podcast is their way of sharing the incredible stories behind the game. Listen now at schwab.com/the game or wherever you get your podcasts.